This is the Save Point. Welcome to the Save Point episode 41. I'm your host, Alyssa Rosa. And of course, I'm joined today with my co-host, Mondo, a.k.a. Chancleta Mangu. How you doing today, Mondo?
I'm doing fantastic. I got 19 miles of biking in.
I'm
feeling amazing, actually. I'm not going to lie.
It's also Hispanic Heritage Month, which is very important to us here, right?
A brand full of Latinos, you know?
Yes.
Latinos,
yeah, so Latinos, Latinas. So it's our month to celebrate our heritage, even though we should celebrate ourselves every single day, month of the year, every second. And a friend, of course, of the podcast, Eddie Pena, is on a billboard from... It started on the 15th of this month, and it'll be there to the 25th of this month in Times Square. You know, shout out to Twitch for putting the homie on the big screen.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Twitch. I mean, shout out to Danny. Danny's the one who did the work. Twitch out there just, you know, putting him out there. But shout out to Twitch for showing love. Shout out to Danny, man. Like, we shouted him out today on the, like, for our post.
Yeah.
And it's just like, who better? Like, who else am I gonna start with? Like, who?
That's true.
Who? Danny. They ended that video with Danny. Like, if you watch the video, like, not just like the Times Square ad, but if you watch the video, they knew who to save for last. They saved for sure. An inspiration, man.
Big homie, man. He does a lot for us, you know. Man. So the little things that we could do.
Yeah.
For sure, to shout him out. Also, if you guys want to, he has on Monday, the 20th, I think it is, he's going to be on Xbox's channel, isn't he not?
Oh,
on Twitch?
Yes, he is playing games.
Yep, there's that. And then he has his Bright Live session that's happening, I think, on the 30th. But you guys should just follow him. Yeah, you guys should just follow him on social media at Godfrey to keep up with him and stuff. That's the big homie. And I'm on the latest episode of Gamertag Radio, so there's that.
Yo, there's that. Hold on. We're not just gonna scrub all the, you know, right past that. The big boss. You know, who I've been telling y'all, this ain't my show. I've been telling y'all all along. I've been hoping that, like, y'all will hear me out, y'all will listen. The big boss, Alyssa, was on today's episode, the episode that premiered today on Gamertag Radio. That's Danny Godfrey's podcast. Has over 1,000 episodes, been around for 20 years. Alyssa was on there talking with Danny and Rihanna.
Shout out to Ri.
About Psychonauts 2. She got to do her big boss thing. You know, she was sitting in the host chair for a second.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got to sit in Danny's seat and ask him and Rihanna questions about their experience with Psychonauts 2 without giving too much spoilers away. It's pretty spoiler-free for the most part. And we just got to chop it up and hang out, which was cool. Thank you, Danny.
It's a good episode, for sure. I'm not gonna spoil nothing because y'all should just go listen to it.
Yeah, for sure. And then last but certainly not least, before we hop into this episode, we are having another gaming and chill event on the 21st at Bronx Brewery. I feel like Mondo can really tell you guys more because your girl lives on the West Coast. So,
We're getting together at Bronx Brewery on Tuesday, 3 to 9 p.m. There's going to be games. There's going to be brews. Bring your kids, bring your dog, bring the family. It's a family-friendly event. You know what I mean? And we're just going to play games. I'm pulling up with a P5.
Let's go.
I'm going to have Kena Bridge Spirits loaded up.
Yep.
We may have 2K. You're going to have to be there to find out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But no, seriously. excuse me.
You good?
I'm really excited to be doing this again. Like, it seems like we're going to be doing these regularly. Who knows if we'll be back at OS. You'll have to wait and find out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy how we got here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-pandemic, like, we just started having our events. We had our first two events at OS and stuff. And now it seems like we're going to have, like, events, like, every other week or so, give or take. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be fun.
It's going to be amazing.
Best part is that we get to spend it. It's just more time we get to spend with y'all, and that's the awesome thing, you know?
Agreed.
Yeah. We're gonna do one in LA.
All right, you wanna? Yeah, of course. We're trying to make our footing in LA and have events in LA. Me and SB have been chatting about it. So
yeah.
Hopefully into 2022 we can have something here.
Yeah. No, but you know what's closer than 2022 though?
I'm not gonna lie. What?
This iPhone release. Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about today. Is Apple's iPhone event. I mean, I guess it's the iPhone event, but they actually announced quite a few things earlier this week. They announced a new iPad. They announced a new iPad mini. Or I guess upgrades to
the iPad.
Yeah. Apple Watch. And of course, what we were all waiting for is they announced the iPhone 13. And man, that baby looks good. That baby looks really good. Has upgraded cameras to the cameras for last year. I think it has a slightly different material build on some of the models. Everything else is mostly relatively the same, though. You know, there's some cool stuff that they talked about, like Pro Vision, and like it's not just like the physical upgrades to the camera, but like, you know, there's upgraded software with being able to control the depth of field in a video you shot during and after shooting, which is really cool. That's that like Pro Vision thing that I was telling you, that the lowest, there's, everybody knows, the lowest memory model of the Max Pros does not have 4K 60 frames per second Pro Vision. I don't know why, but if you look at the asterisk on Apple.com and you follow it down, that's what it says. It says that one only has 1080p 60 frames.
So how much is that? What's the price difference between it and then
I think the regular sized one is so I think, whoa, I see there's so many names.
Yeah, there, I know there is.
So when it has three cameras, it's Pro, but it's the bigger ones that are Max. So the regular Pro one starts at 1,000 and goes up 100 each increment. And then also 128 is the starting memory too. They upgraded, they increased the starting memory. And then the Pro Maxes, like the biggest, best model, starts at 1,100 and goes up like 100.
Okay. Wow.
They're pretty
These phones are getting
they're
way
computers.
Expensive.
They're computers, you know?
Yeah, they're just as much as a Mac desktop at this point.
Yeah, yeah. But what did you think about it? I know you have an iPhone 12. Are you thinking about upgrading? Are you enticed? Did they show you anything you like?
I mean, I felt like the iPad mini was really cool. I already have an iPad that was gifted to me. So my dad was like, I don't want it. Here, you can have it. And I was like, sure, I'll take it. I've never been into the Apple Watches, but as for like the iPhones, I do have the 12 Pro Max. So I don't see myself like we had this conversation off screen, but like, I don't see myself upgrading for a long time, as we all say. But I do like the baby blue color of the phones. I think that's really cute. And I wish that they would stop doing those color iterations when I'm not a part of it. Like, I'm not on the cycle that's a part of it. I'm always the cycle before the cool colors come out, but it's Apple. I feel like everything that they did was expected. Prices are expected. But I'm excited because you'll be able to give us, once you get the phone, you'll be able to give us more details and like tell us like how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure. I would like to write up on it or something, you know?
You should. Tony needs to get on your back about doing these reviews. You need to do more reviews. I'm saying.
Yeah. Do them, period. I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. Like you said, we talked about it off air. I'm gonna get it because I'm really looking forward to that upgrade in the camera. I'm also looking forward to having a bigger screen. And
yeah. Three cameras.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the three cameras. I'm looking forward to the bigger screen because, though my current phone, I am saying, oh yeah, this is gonna be my xCloud phone, but I am looking forward to maybe playing xCloud on a bigger screen.
Of course,
I forgot to mention the screen is 120 hertz too.
Oh wow!
Which, I mean, I don't know if anybody has done anything at 120 hertz. The average, I'm assuming the average person has it. because mm-hmm. you need a high refresh monitor or like a high refresh TV, and those are expensive. Oof, that is going to be a really good experience. That was something else I was also really hoping they would add to mm-hmm. this year's iPhone, because that's become kind of like a standard on the Android side. And that's how it is, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes a standard on the Android side, and then Apple's like, all right, you're okay, all right, we'll do it. Even though I know some people don't like that, or like some people use that as like something to like sort of diss Apple or like put it against Apple, but I actually think that that ends up working to their favor, you know. Mm-hmm. Like Android mm-hmm. comes out and introduces this feature, which is awesome, you know, it's a great quality of life addition or whatever it might be, but then mm-hmm. Apple will wait to see how they can like best integrate it into the system overall, because I mean, with Apple, like, it's about the ecosystem. It's about having your Mac,
yeah.
your iPhone, an iPad, an Apple Watch, and how all of those things live together. And so I'm a little biased, right? Because I'm somebody who's had an iPhone. I've had Android too. They just do a really good job at that. Like they know how right. to make you wait not too long, but once you get it, you're just like, fuck, they did a really good job putting this together.
They're always on top of it.
Yeah, and you're right. I am hype about that iPad mini. I was just thinking about the iPad mini because I want to read more manga and mm-hmm. and I remember I was on the flight to LA and I was reading Invincible and I was reading it on my mm-hmm. MacBook, and I just like, I remember
it's not the same.
Feeling how just bad that experience was. I just did not enjoy it whatsoever. And I was thinking, I had an iPad mini once. I think I had the first or the second one. And I loved that size, that palm size, mm-hmm. which is really nice. And I imagine now with all the upgrades the iPad has, it's really, really nice. So
yeah,
that's something I'm thinking.
I think that starts out at like 500, they said, right?
Maybe 400.
Or which four? Is crazy. Oh. I thought it was 499.
The regular iPad starts at 329. It is like wow. It is the absolute best value. In like
yeah, tablets, if you never had like an Apple product,
that's period, for sure. Yeah, Apple electronics. Yeah, it's a good entry point,
especially on all levels. Like if you like mobile gaming, I feel like, you know, a lot of kids play on that, so it makes sense.
Yeah, and yeah. Look, Ange saying she
upgraded. Ange said so yeah,
skip the 12. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people who skip yeah. the 12, because that's the thing. Like for me, as somebody who has an 11. The only reason I even envied the 12 is just because of how good the camera is. And that's most of the reason mm-hmm. why I'm upgrading to the 13. And once I get that 13, I don't know. I don't know what the 15 looking like.
Right.
God, it's going to have to be a motherfucking monster to get me to upgrade my phone.
Yeah, I did the same because I had a 10. I had the X. Yeah. I had like the iPhone X and it was like the worst of the bunch. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I have to upgrade.
Yeah. You know, how, like, I feel the cameras over time, like from... Yeah. Inception of phones to now have made like big incremental jumps, and then like for a little bit it's just kind of just all the same for
it's
like
a few years,
and then another big incremental jump. I feel like last year they made a really big incremental jump, mm-hmm. and you know, now it's a little better. They added Pro Vision and all this other cool stuff, mm-hmm. but yeah, oh my gosh.
Anyways. Yeah, they're gonna have to really sell us on like, at least for the 14, like what's the difference in the mm-hmm. future between that and the 13? Yeah. And then like at the end of the day, it'll be the 15th iPhone, you know, there's big things behind, you know, something that's the 15th. So the jump from there will be, yeah. has to be something amazing.
Far away, but I knew that they wouldn't change the form only factor 2 years. To this one, because mm-hmm. they never changed the form factor right after, like the year after they're ready.
Of course.
So they did it last year. I expected this year to be the same. But I do hope they keep it this shape. I wasn't a fan of this rounded iPhone, the 11, and how it's rounded on the mm-hmm. side. I've never liked how it's felt in my hand. It feels like it'll slip.
So you like the way that it looks like for the 12?
Yeah, and that reminds me of like the 4 and the 5, mm-hmm. of how like the edges are sharp. You know, it's more mm-hmm. aluminum based. It's not as much glass as this mm-hmm. one is either.
I had to get used to it again. Actually, it was like, I liked.
Am I wrong? Or is it aluminum in the back?
It's aluminum in the
back.
Yeah,
I feel like it's aluminum in the back.
Yeah,
yeah. I personally prefer the metal finish over like that mm-hmm. glass back.
It took a lot to get used to because I was so used to the glass that I was just like, eh, mm-hmm. but whatever.
The glass,
you know,
feels
now I'm
nice.
I'm okay with
the
it.
The glass feels nice. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but this is nice too. Yeah. I don't even, when you have a case on it, it's like,
yeah, it's whatever. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm tasteless life. I gotta stop doing that.
But we should keep this Apple talk going, because Epic and Apple went through their final anime arc together. And I guess, you know, technically we can say that it was a win-win situation, because Apple won the overall argument, but Epic won the fight where they wanted to. So we're going to just dive deep into like what really happened, and whether or not, you know, do we think it was worth it at the end of the day? A little bit of backstory. Basically, Mondo, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm never good with like translating this correctly, but the issue was about transactions within Fortnite going straight to Apple and Epic not receiving payment. So then Epic made it so that you have to
opposite you on got it mobile. Backwards. You got it backwards.
Oh, it's so backwards.
Like, so the way the Apple Store works is anything, any payments that go through the apps on the App Store, Apple gets a 30% cut.
And so right, and so
Epic tried to create a back door where people could buy,
which was like, yeah, which was like only on the Epic Store you can buy V Bucks, so that they get the full amount of money. But I think it was because of something they didn't want to give Apple.
They think that 30% cut is ridiculous, and a lot of people do.
Yeah,
a lot of people do.
Even and they won in that aspect,
it's
right?
A standard. Hold on. Yeah, so Apple has to be more lenient on that. In retrospect, Epic won. Like, Epic lost on like, a lot of fronts, because like, you know, they built
like
up,
they lost financially, they or whatever. Yeah,
like they lost financially. If Apple's ruling, then they got to pay up, and
they have to pay. Yeah, from what I know, they have to pay a little bit of a lump sum to Apple, which is fine by them because they won where they wanted to, and they're actually going to now possibly take the same argument over to Google. It's not necessary to them. It's not about the money, because they know Fortnite makes a lot of money alone, let alone whatever else they have attached
to
Epic Games.
But it's about the money.
Yeah,
it's about the money.
I mean, in the end, overall, but like I'm just saying, their legality, like them going out of their way to do loss, they make money all the time, so they're just like, you know, it doesn't matter to us, we just want to make sure that we're still getting the upper hand in utilizing our stuff.
Yeah, their argument, because obviously they can't just go in there and be like, no, like, we just want to make more money, you know?
They're taking
money we feel like we could be pocketing.
Right.
But their argument was is that, like, it's uncompetitive. Like, it's uncompetitive, and it doesn't allow for other people to come in and, like, you know, like, challenge the market. Like, that, and that's what it is, and I think that's fair.
I think so, too.
So, yeah, it seems like they won. It seems like people, like, apps will be able to include another payment option in some way. It may not be as clear as a big Apple Pay button would be or anything like that. But hey, I mean, if it means any devs or anybody who has an app is able to keep more money, keep more of their hard-earned money, I think that's cool. It is what it is.
I think it's good for small developers of apps versus like big developers. I think it's only fair because not every small developer can afford, you know, Apple's 30% cut. I feel like we know a lot of small, we like small indie games, and I couldn't imagine being like a small dev and, you know.
Yeah, I think
being like, fuck, 30% of this is going straight to Apple.
Yeah, and I think it sucks because like now the market is so saturated. And so there's just a plethora of apps on there, right? Like, you know, good luck finding an app somebody made. I think maybe in the early days of Apple, that prestige of like, oh no, like you're on the Apple Store, you know, like you're on the Apple App Store, like somebody's gonna find your app and it's gonna like really take off. I felt like that was really true for a while, and then that kind of started to dwindle away as more people made apps and as more and more apps, yada yada. Like, I don't even remember the last game I downloaded on my phone or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, me either.
So, like, you know, like mobile game or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting.
It is.
I think it's going to shake up the market. Like you said, I think it's going to go, they're going to take that shit right to Google now and be like, oh, yo. And maybe not just them. Maybe PlayStation, Xbox. Because, you know, when this first came up, everybody was like, I mean, everybody's mad about the 30%, but everybody takes 30%. Xbox, PlayStation, true, Nintendo, everybody taking 30%. That's their cut, you know? But if this challenges the standard and creates a new standard, fuck it. I think that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's cool too. And then again, like we said, you know, Apple won the whole thing. So yeah, it's like, they didn't really.
Yeah. But Epic won what they wanted to win. And I think that's important too. Yeah.
It's a win-win situation at the end of the day. Yeah. So happy this anime arc ended for them both. And we can now move forward with our lives.
I'm glad it didn't end in, I mean, we'll see. Because Apple can still appeal and stuff. I just hope it doesn't get petty on some, like, I think it was, I forget if it was Samsung who had to pay Apple or Apple who had to pay Samsung. And they paid the other in pennies. You know how fucked up that is?
It sounds like...
I feel like I'm not making this up. Because
I feel like... Who sounds like the more petty one? Because I feel like... I have a feeling Apple is petty like that. I feel like Apple would be like, you want your pennies here. Physical pennies.
No. Samsung paid Apple...
$1
billion...
In pennies?
Sending 30 truck... Oh, in nickels. Sorry, not pennies.
I mean, that's not as bad. I was gonna say, aren't pennies becoming obsolete?
Honestly, if it was 30 trucks with nickels, no, that means it would have been 150 trucks with pennies. There's no way they could have done pennies. You know, at that point, it's a little too petty. They're like, all right.
Yeah, I thought that, but I also thought that pennies were becoming obsolete anyways. Like, they weren't gonna be of any sort of value.
I hope they do. My goodness, man.
Well, apparently we could just make up digital money whenever we want, and it's the thing.
Apparently, you can make up digital anything.
Truth.
Ange sent us an image. I think I forget what the word. Let's just say it was stop, because it was another four-letter word. Mm-hmm. Somebody just like wrote the word stop in like Windows Paint and sold that shit for $250,000. Dog, what?
I'm just trying to figure out how we don't come up with these brilliant ideas.
That's what it was. Test. They wrote test in like Microsoft Paint and sold it for $250,000. Listen, I'm down for the world changing. I'm down for digital stuff and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You not gonna tell me that somebody's not out there washing their money. You know, they washing that money. Oh my goodness. And NFTs must be like the laundromat of like, it's just like literally a money launderer's dream. They're just like, you know, illegal money and buy a fucking digital piece of something. And I don't know. That's just
wild.
It's insane. That's wild. I don't think that's the whole thing, but I do think that that's
right.
I think that's part of it. I think that's
I do too.
It's interesting. But anyways, Samsung was the one who was petty. And paid $1 billion dollars in nickels.
What? As I look at my Mac desktop next to my Samsung desktop, I love it. Yeah. Be back. I'm finna make some word art.
You have a Samsung monitor, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I love it. I might go Samsung for my next monitor.
It's the one that's like, you know.
Oh, you fancy.
It was pretty. I got it from Staples. It was pretty fancy. Good price. I don't even think it was like $200. I think it was less than that.
I mean, I have no segue into this one, but if you haven't heard,
I thought you would be the greatest person to,
Battlefield 2042 is getting delayed, man.
It's with a heavy heart.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody else listening or in the chat is excited for this game. This is a slew of like shooters coming out, you know, Call of Duty Vanguard, Halo's coming out again. You got Battlefield, Splitgate is like kind of making a little corner for itself. I'm seeing more people talk about it. I think that's cool. Back for Blood is about to hit. But Battlefield 2042 is delayed until November 19th. And they say it's due to the pandemic. They had experiences with production and stuff. And I think it's to be expected. It's just a little upsetting. And I don't know, like, how many games are going to delay their game like 3 weeks, 1 month?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. And the thing is the last game that did that was Cyberpunk. And so, like, when Kena Bridge of Spirits did it, I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, damn, yeah, just like, what, like, oh, why just 3 weeks? Like, what kind of delay is that? It makes me wonder. And so, like, now this happened with this. Just make me wonder. What about you? I know you're not really interested in this, but what do you think of these delays? Like, what the hell is going on?
It's funny because we, again, had a conversation, and I think we were kind of both on the same page of, like, you know, I feel as if you want to premiere something to us, it's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. I think having us wonder when a game will come out is almost the better option at this point, because I won't use Kena as an example because it is a smaller company like that's making it and things like that, and they may have just needed the extra month to do what they had to do. But on the scale of like Battlefield 2042 or, you know, Cyberpunk or, you know, any huge game, I just line, think like, yeah. Yeah, I just think don't give us windows, don't give us release dates. Really work on it to the best of your ability, and when it's ready, then give it to us, because I can't with these delays anymore. This comes after Horizon being delayed, God of War Ragnarok, even though we knew that wasn't coming out this year, being delayed,
but not having a date when they showed it to us just says a lot.
Yeah, and so it's like, just it's definitely something that is like scary, because again, this is a game that like isn't, it's only multiplayer, and you're basically paying for the game to be a multiplayer only game. Mm-hmm. No actual story. So it's like, I don't know. I'm not. It sucks.
My whole thing is just this, because they premiered this and like kind of gave a date, mm-hmm. you know, like early summer. So I feel like giving us a date within the next 6 months, you have a good picture of like what the next 6 months look like, and it just makes me wonder, like, damn, like, is COVID so bad that like it throws your timeline off by an entire month in just a 6 month frame or less than that even,
right.
Which is kind of crazy, and I don't know, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say it's not true, that it's not because of the mm-hmm. pandemic or whatever, but it does make me wonder, you know, like, I know that kind of changed work lifestyle for everybody. Like, we all started doing mm-hmm. something new. You know, like, Zoom was, how many of us used Zoom for the first time?
During 2020.
Yeah, during 2020. Especially people who, like, you know, we have iPhones, so we FaceTime and stuff. But, like, there were a lot of people who don't really FaceTime like that or don't really video mm-hmm. call and didn't grow up with technology that had to now do Zoom every day. I don't know. I wonder how difficult the pandemic has made certain aspects of making video games. Mm-hmm. Does that mean, like, working in marketing, I know being in a room together, brainstorming together, and like doing that thing together is so much more productive than trying to be in a web call together. And so I wonder what aspects of gaming are just feel impossible to get through or, mm-hmm. or really, really difficult to get through, when you can't get instant feedback from the person who usually sits right behind you. You gotta send it to them. Oh shit, they're in a meeting right now and they're not gonna be able to see it. And even when they're done with that meeting, they're busy transitioning into something else and totally forgot about that. And mm-hmm. it's kind of, you know, it's just, it's crazy, because I totally understand it. So, damn, you know?
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I'm just wondering when it's gonna stop, you know? I wonder when we're gonna get out of this.
Like, yeah, the whole pandemic delay, being not, I don't want to say an excuse, but being a portion of why mm-hmm. things get delayed, and like and it may just be a lot of different things, you know, like you're saying, they may not have regularly people who come and play test the game as much as they used to. They have to send it out to us now via email, being like, hey, do you want to test out this game, do you have time, it's like exclusive, whatever.
I've heard voice acting is like one of the things that has kind of been mm-hmm. like a difficult thing. I know Horizon mentioned that as like one of their reasons, the main, that was holding them.
Yeah, up. I know we talked to Todd and he was like saying that, you know, his experience was totally different, but I just know from the end of like voice actors that like do the animes we watched, they said, one of them specifically said, they filmed the Demon Slayer movie in their home, like voice acted in their home. They can hear the difference with the audio, and it bothers them as like, you know what I mean, I guess as artists and just voice actors. But there's just certain things you can't capture inside of your home that you could in a studio. And so it's just been hard. And I guess it just pushes us, you know, I hate to be like, full, let's get vaccinated, but because I think everybody should, you know, whatever works for you works for you. I don't like to tell people what to do, but that should just be an incentive, at least, to like, you know, we need to push forward as like, not even as a country, but as the world, to like make sure we get to a point where we can have some sort of normalcy. Our games won't be consistently delayed. It's just unfortunate, but I think it's okay, because like, at least it's only a month, you know. It's like the next month. I didn't even know it was coming out in October. I thought it was coming out in November. That's the funny part.
Yeah, no. November, you know, it is. I think November is just that month where those shooters come out. You know, it's kind of like the month we expect that kind of stuff. But to Aaron's point, you know, it was difficult kind of getting like good resources for like work from home. That was something that a lot of companies took their damn sweet time figuring out, like, oh man, are we really gonna send everybody a computer? Who needs a computer at home?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
you know, like even like these, like these graphic artists who work on tablets that are like $5,000, you know, something that usually is in the office, and now they need one at home.
So, not everybody has it like that, especially after a pandemic, and then a lot of these people lost their jobs because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So
but yeah, no, and to your point about, you know, recording at home and stuff, Todd was telling us how, you know, he was on like recording and had to be on a FaceTime call with the audio engineer who's like usually, I mean, he, you know, he's in a position where he got to go to the studio and stuff and he got to be there. But, you know, him describing that, like him being there with like the audio engineer and stuff, I could imagine like not being there and like having to do that from home must be so different, you know, so different.
Yeah, especially like taking direction, acting is... Yeah. In general, like whether it's voice acting, it's like hearing even my youngest sister, because she's an actress, and it was just hard for her as well, especially during a pandemic. So I can only imagine what it was like for the gaming community and those impacted by it, and just people in general who work in tech. I'm sure it's very difficult. And like we both said, you know, I guess it is what it is, but at least it's only a month, and I do hope that the game is up to par with it's supposed to be.
That too. If they do need the month to make the game as good as it needs to be, do what you gotta do. Yeah,
100%. We're not upset. I think that's the thing. We're not upset like that they're delaying it. It's just like it's so frequent that we're just like, maybe instead of saying, "Hey, like it's coming out this day," we should just not say anything.
No, maybe it was a good thing that PlayStation didn't say anything for God of War.
I think so. I think so too.
I think if they put 2022, everybody would have been like, well, duh, but when in 2022? You know what I mean?
Because right,
I'm expecting that game next year. You cannot put that game out in 2023. I don't want to hear it.
No. It's too it looks too ready for
It looks ready.
Versus like Spider-Man 2 and Wolverine, like that, or I won't say Wolverine, Spider-Man 2, that does look like a 2023 situation.
But yeah, maybe that's why we didn't get a release date for that. They were like, better safe than sorry. We'll let you know when
it's time. They're learning from Horizon.
Yeah, and they also know that if they gave us a release date, it would just be like, damn, another game. You know, it kind of makes getting it a little more real, because like Horizon early in the year, it's just, there's so many games coming out next year.
Yeah, we were talking about that too, just how many games are going to be playing from now until then.
Yeah.
But in the midst of that, you know, we can't forget our big boy Nintendo. You know, with some Nintendo Switch updates. So for anyone who has a Nintendo Switch, there's an update.
Fuck them, Lissa. Fuck them. I can't believe them.
There's an update for your Nintendo Switch, or like a patch or of some sort, where you can simply finally have Bluetooth on your Switch. And I feel as if it's obvious. I just want to say this. I want to preface it with this. It's obvious this is happening because the OLED Switch comes out literally in a couple of weeks. I want to say less than, it's about almost a month, right? Less than a month? The 8th?
October, 8th or 12th? I got you right now.
It's like, I think it's the 8th because it's the same day. It has to be the same day as Metroid.
Oh, and that's the 8th? Then yeah, it's the 8th.
So it's about shy of like 3 weeks away. And yeah, as Jess just said, Bluetooth 10 years later, unbelievable that it's just something we could have updated on our Switch. So I'm going to actually let Mondo tell us how passionately, like how he's upset about this, because it is something that could have been solved so early on. And here we are, 4 years later.
Alyssa.
Go ahead.
Alyssa. Alyssa. When you sent me this, I was like,
I pronounced that this, but I'm always working on how I say things, and I might not have
Alexa to... stop. Even Alexa got something to say about this shit. Let me tell you about it. Yo. You telling me I've had a Switch for 3 years? Some people have had it for 4. Living through the 21st century, you're telling me Bluetooth access was just an update away. You know what I mean? You know, I put a lot of thought into this because I thought about it. And I was like, why? Why so long? Why make us wait 4 years? Why? And I think it's kind of like, you know when like... Oh my God.
What happened?
It sounded like somebody crashed outside. But I'm sorry. You know who really crashed? Nintendo Wallet. Add in Bluetooth update right now. That's none of my business. I can't do anything about that. But 4 years. 4 years. Sorry. Let me get back to what I was saying about what I think happened. I think about a year in, like they were like, yo, or you must have known that you could always do this. Maybe I'm fucking wrong, but I'm thinking that maybe they were like, yo, we wronged them. You know how like when you wrong somebody or like you lie or like you don't initially tell the truth. You know that feeling of trying to get the truth out and how hard it is to admit that you fucked up or whatever it is. Did it take them 4 years to finally own up to having fucked up? Did they like finally build up the courage and they're like, yo, you know what? You know what? Just add it. They're going to get mad at us. But yo, we should have did this 3 years ago, man. I told you we should have did this 3 years ago. Look at us. Look at us.
Comment just said, I'm crying, bro. Like, this is so funny. Yo, yes,
it's like us getting mad online.
They said, you know what?
What?
They said, you know what? Online access.
They might want all that. Yeah.
They might want. Wow. No.
Wow.
You know what they said? They said, you know what? We know that they want Nintendo 64 online, but they might want Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
I can't believe
that. But no Pokemon, just Game Boy and Game Boy Color.
No, I can't believe that. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I would have rather them add this as an update to the OLED one and pretend that it was impossible to do it on the other Switch. I can't even believe this. I cannot believe that they actually owned up to the fact that this shit didn't have Bluetooth. Yo, like, you're talking about there was an entire market for adapters to add Bluetooth capabilities. Like, there's an entire market for this shit. And it was an update away? Nah, man.
These people might want to play games. Let's give it to them. Like, that's basically their thought process. And I think that's what makes it funnier is the fact that, like, it was an update. It wasn't like a whole brand new thing. It was an update, you guys. They just know what they can get away with in terms of what they put in the console and how much it'll cost to make and how much y'all pay. True. This is indeed very calculated and planned out. I would love to think that Nintendo didn't plan out. I would love to think that they didn't think about it. I would have respected it more if it was a hardware thing. Agreed. I would have appreciated what happened.
I just looked at the accident outside. I'm so sorry if my face cut you off.
No, it's okay. Are they okay?
It looks like everybody's okay. There's nobody, like, somebody crashed into parked cars. It sounded like that when it happened.
Yeah.
It's just how, Sway? Like, how? Anyways. whatever.
I also would have respected it more if it was a hardware thing, but to know that it was literally just an update, like a software thing, is ridiculous to me. And I don't even think, even with what Aaron said about, like, basically it was a calculated thing, I just feel as if they just don't care. They're not sitting here thinking, oh, we need to add Bluetooth to this. They just want to play games and our games only. I think the more we call out Nintendo, the more improvements we'll have. It's the fact that we don't call them out.
To that point, I wonder if it's the fact that people realize this OLED model wasn't going to have actual Bluetooth.
That's crazy to me.
And so the conversation happening again was just made him be like, oh, wow, you know what? Maybe they actually did want Bluetooth on this. Maybe we should update it. Yo, Paul, update. Add the update. Do the update. Flip the switch.
I also wonder if it's just a level of, like, miscommunication between Western fans and then Japanese fans, or just like that, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder what their main, like, demographic, or like who they look at as their main demographic of people and like what they want, not because it's Bluetooth, not adding devices. Yeah, but it's just like not adding up. I'm just like, who sits there and thinks, you know what they don't need? They don't need a better battery. They don't need Bluetooth for this thing.
No, they're giving us the better battery with the OLED. You know, that's why they OLED, right?
I'm saying, like, initially when it launches, these are things that it lacked. And I'm just like, what is this? Japanese kids are the main audience. Yeah, but I feel like it's 2021. Shit,
I know those motherfuckers using Bluetooth over there. Right. You know?
Do they think Eastern fans don't utilize chat like that? I think the reality maybe with chat is that Nintendo players don't utilize chat.
Yeah. And also, it's like I think you mentioned this once before about it being like a kid-centric, like, console. Mm-hmm,
very much.
And so, like, just having kids that family-oriented and putting them out into the Wild Wild West where they could just talk to anybody. And,
yeah, like, I don't gotta tell
you about who's playing Smash, you know? It's a bunch of ingrates, you know? The Luigi's, the mm-hmm. Brandons of the world, you know? Heathens. You know what I mean? Like,
I agree.
You don't want those motherfuckers talking to your kids.
Yeah, I think on the level of communication is that's where it gets a little iffy, because a lot of kids do play Nintendo, but these kids also mm-hmm. play on Xbox, and they also play on PlayStation.
They do.
And they do be shitting on you and be like, get shit on. So, but I'm sorry, it was just super funny, the whole Nintendo thing.
It is so embarrassing. It's just like... Like, yo, like I said, like, I would have rather them, like, just update the OLED one. Like, I wish they would have never even told us this was possible.
Yeah, because I'd have been like, damn.
It just goes to show they do not give a fuck. Oh, my goodness.
No.
You could have updated this. You could have updated this at any point in time over the last 4 years.
When we first asked about it.
Yeah, and you can't tell me people didn't ask for that. You cannot. That was one of the first things I thought about when I got my Switch. I was like, wait, I can't connect these headphones to it? This is, like, flabbergasting. Because I was just like, I bought an electronic device in 2018, and I couldn't connect headphones to it. What? That blew my mind. But
oh, yeah, and for clarification, your AirPods, they do also connect to it. Like... But even what Amari just said, they have like a app outside of like the system that you have to use in order to like communicate.
Yeah.
It's so silly.
We toyed with that for like the first day of Smash, and it was just like, this is
not
the
an Animal most Crossing ridiculous I was like...
thing ever. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of stupid. It's stupid. Assume everybody has a phone, even though most people do, but mm-hmm. a lot of these consoles go to kids who don't have phones. My nephew has one of these. He has a Switch. He doesn't have a phone. So, anyways, whatever.
We love you, Nintendo. But love you. Hate do better. You. Do Hashtag better. Yeah. Nintendo Hashtag do better.
Yeah. I love it. Boycott Nintendo. Boycott Nintendo.
I can't. That new Pokemon game comes out next month.
You're right. Wait, is it next month?
Oh, I'm sorry. Two months from now. I thought it was October. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool.
Got myself. I said, damn, I missed a bunch of games already.
Yeah.
Got Far Cry 6.
But yeah, speaking about doing better, Twitch finally addressed the hate raids, supposedly. I know they tweeted about it. I saw a tweet. I don't have the tweet in front of me. But I know that they were able to sort of come down on some of the people who were doing hate raids, some of the accounts that were leading that. I know people still aren't happy about it because it's still happening. There's a new this Haas, whatever fucking number he has behind the name, that person is just like, what is good? That person is running rampant, causing havoc.
Yeah.
You know, they're making efforts, it seems, but we've seen Twitch do this before where it's like, hey, look at us trying. And then we end up 6 months later in a shitstorm like this one. And it's just like, all right, cool. Like, when is trying going to become enough? You know, what do you feel about it? Have you been seeing less talk about it? Like less people getting hate rated, or do you still see everybody talking about it?
I felt like for a minute, I didn't see it as much on my timeline. I saw someone post, I forget who it was specifically, but I saw someone post like the Haas guy, but like the millions of like, not millions, yeah, but like
the different names, right?
Yeah. And like, too. He was like, basically the person was saying like, he was lucky that he had people like in there to have it under control. And this is also not someone that was like, yes, Latino, but like, you know what I mean? Like he wasn't dark skin. It was just like clearly like just some weird hatred towards people of color in general. I just think my thing with it is like I still think Twitch needs to take an extra step and not leave it on the creators themselves, because we can only do but so much. And I think that they need to do something behind the scenes on their end to make sure that none of this could happen again on their website towards a specific marginalized group. It's just annoying. I haven't experienced anything, thankfully. I'm sure the VGA channel hasn't really experienced anything, thankfully.
Thankfully, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I'll always say, like, you know, my heart goes out to any person that has been affected by this, and it's just too much, and you shouldn't have to deal with this on your platform as streamers.
Yeah, and it sucks, too, because, like, you know, like, Amari just mentioned he's been just, you know, banning a bunch of followers. It sucks because sometimes I don't even know, like, if it's could be somebody who's tied to, like, hate raids and stuff. I've been blocking. Do your name look a little funny?
I do the same, yeah.
And it's kind of fucking sucks because now I don't even feel comfortable with people trying to, like, follow us. So, yeah, it's interesting. The dynamics of trying to be a colored person doing anything.
And yeah, literally breathing.
Literally breathing. Like, geez Louise, man.
Just enjoying games. But you know what? Shout out to all the creators that, you know, still push through.
Yeah.
The Blue Satire. I definitely followed like some women, black women specifically on Twitch, just because like I wanted to show them love and like, you know, make sure that they still got that follow and it wasn't some corny shit that a racist person was doing.
Yeah.
And shout out to Jess though as well, because she be catching shit so fast. Yo. And she be with the ban super great. Quick.
It's like she got the ban button like on her fucking day. Like on her desk. She's like ban. She slams her fucking hand down, ban. The staples, that was easy. That's but she got that shit hooked to the fucking chat.
Yeah, as we're on Twitch, but again, hashtag Twitch, do better. Two times showing the sniping skills, exactly.
Hey,
yes. Anytime I get to use that, yes.
I love that.
Let's go, Jess. I guess I could segue into the game of the week, the game of the year.
Game of the year, maybe. A masterpiece,
IGN giving it a 10, Kinda Funny Games giving it a 10, and it's their game of the year.
I think somebody looked it up. IGN has only given out like 27 tens.
And this is one of them.
This is one of them.
So for those who have been living under a rock, Deathloop has come out. Sorry.
I was like, damn.
This is just, this episode is just us vibing. Deathloop came out this week and it has a Metacritic score of 88. And honestly, I can see why. I've been playing it nonstop. I can't even lie to you guys. I was very lucky to get this game from Danny. So shout out to Danny. I'm sure it was provided by Bethesda or whoever.
Provided by Bethesda. Yeah.
So yeah, thank you to Danny, but most importantly, thank you, Bethesda, for giving us the product. And just so you guys know, Deathloop is not crossplay, nor is it cross progression. So if you get it on your PlayStation 5, you're going to play with PS5 people. If you get it on your PC, you'll play with PC people, and it does not transfer over. I'll just give you guys a little bit of insight on how I feel about the game. So basically, just to give you a short like story on it, you play as Colt. He's the main character, and you are trying to break the loop that he is in, obviously. Juliana is a pain in my ass. She's amazing, but she's a pain in my ass, and so she could just enter in at any moment. Oh, yeah, by the way, just so you guys know, this game will be available probably on Xbox by next year because it's just a timed exclusive Sony. No,
probably. I can't wait.
It's going to be. Yeah. So it's literally just a game about, you know, you have to defeat these visionaries and you have to, like, I just found out, like, yesterday, you actually have to complete missions to finish the story. You just don't kill them nonstop.
Here we go.
I didn't know. I was just literally killing these visionaries, and I'm like, when am I going to get to the end of the game? But you have to complete missions, and some are stealthy, some are not stealthy. And it's just been a fun time, I must say. And a lot of the questions that I tend to get from people that are interested in the game but aren't sold on spending $60 on the game is like whether or not it's worth $60 and whether they should go out and get the game. I think this game is worth playing. I can't say due to everybody's financial situations, depending on what game you're mostly looking forward to this year, that this game is worth $60. I do see this game being a PlayStation Plus game at some point. I see it being day one on Game Pass whenever it releases. And I just think if you have those options, you should go with those. It's not to throw a backhand at Bethesda or Arkane Games. It's just the reality of the situation, and coming from someone who can't always afford the games, that's why I'm very grateful that Danny even supplied me with the game. Because I just didn't even, I wasn't going to play it, to be honest. And I was just like, I want to play like Back 4 Blood, Far Cry 6, Pokemon. I mean, I'm kind of interested in other things too. So like Kena, Bridge of Spirits. So, but I'm happy I played it. I definitely would give this game like a 10 out of 10. It's just super fun. That's cool. And I've adjusted really well to the game. I've never played a shooter. I mean, I've always been kind of aggressive in shooters, but I've never played a shooter where like I'm super aggressive and I can weave in and out in like a second. So I think it's great. The voice acting is phenomenal. I am obsessed with the guy that voices Colt. I even followed him on Twitter because he's so good.
He's been very like vocal and like active on Twitter since the game.
Yeah,
I think that's been cool. Yeah.
And the girl that plays Juliana as well, like they're both really cool. And I think if anything, you should get the game or play the game because they're black characters and we need more of that. So yeah, Deathloop, 10 out of 10. Again, thank you, Danny. Thank you, Bethesda, for supplying me with the game.
Awesome. Yo, you almost sold me. Like I told you the other day, I was like, damn, everybody's talking about it. 10? I was like, a 10? I was like, am I really going to wait a year to play it on Game Pass?
Yeah, you
and
are.
And I'm here to tell you, yeah, I am. 100%. Can't wait. Can't wait for it to come out next year. But I am, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a PlayStation Plus game right before that year is up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, going to Game Pass? Whatever. Here's the game on PlayStation then, too. Here's something I'm thinking about, because I know that this conversation is going to come up next year, because it's a time exclusive, because everybody's going to be excited about it coming to Game Pass next year, but then all the Sony ponies are going to be like, oh,
we played it first,
but we played it last year. You're playing an old game. And I've been thinking about this concept of an old game. What makes an old game? And like, even if a game is old, does that make it bad? Because I like, no. like we were talking about with iPhone earlier about how like there's like kind of incremental steps in the camera that they make. I feel mm-hmm. like we've like hit incremental steps of like game mechanics. Like that's why like some games from like mid 2000s are just so hard to play because movement mm-hmm. has gotten so good that playing mm-hmm. a game that doesn't have good movement just feels so bad now. I can understand saying that's an old game. But like, mm-hmm. say for example, Jedi Fallen Order, which came out in 2018, came out late in 2018, so it didn't make the cut for like Game of the Year awards and stuff like that year. But people were saying that that game probably could have won Game of the Year or been in that contention for that year, but it came out late. I played that game last year. Was that game any less fun because I played it 2 years after it came out?
No.
And I don't think so. It shouldn't be. And I don't think it
is. I'd like to argue that as well. Like, if you play Vice City now and you've never played Vice City before, does that mean just because it's an older game, it's not fun?
Is Vice City less fun right now than it was then? I mean,
no, I still think it holds its, obviously, like you're saying, it holds its, like,
those are rare ones though. You know,
they
live through the test of time and shit. But
even then, let's talk about Psychonauts, the first Psychonauts. How many people have gone back to that game because the second game came out? I still think, like, you know, it's a test.
People say it's kind of like, you know, it's dated, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that 2000s period, PlayStation 3, 360, or like not PlayStation 2, Xbox is like, mm-hmm. I can only play some games from that point in time. Movement was just
only Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, movement was just such a different thing then. Like, I'm playing Shenmue right now, and I feel like every time I take a step, I'm stuck in a box. And then I can turn around in this box and choose my other direction. And I can kind of like playing Snake. You know Snake on the Nokia phones? I feel like I'm playing Snake. That's how I feel playing Shenmue right now. It's really bothering me. But I'm trying to get through it.
I wonder if it's just next gen too, because I was playing Kingdom Hearts 2 on my PS4. And I thought the same thing. I was like, maybe my controller. I was like, maybe there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And then I think it's just the fluidity of like what we're used to when it comes to characters. They're a little bit more flowy now. Mm-hmm. There's like more room to do stuff that, I mean, even then, that doesn't mean that the experience, it's annoying, but the experience doesn't get like deducted mm-hmm. so much that like we're like, oh, this sucks. Yeah. You know?
And so I agree with Aaron in the sense of a game is new when it's new to you. Like,
yes, like, agreed, 100%.
Like, a lot of people, millions of people are going to have access day 366 to Deathloop, but that game is going to be new to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to take part in the initial release hype of the game that's happening right now or whatever, but that isn't take away from how much they're going to actually enjoy the game a year from now when they play it. And I don't know, I've just been thinking about that lately because, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's just old games on Game Pass. And it's just like, yo, there's a bunch of good games on Game Pass. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Just because it came out a few years ago doesn't make them bad. So, I don't know. I feel this happening next year. Sorry. I just wanted to talk about that.
But I definitely feel like agree with
you. Something is going to happen with this. But Ghostwire. Ghostwire Tokyo. Yeah. Is that a Bethesda?
I think Ghostwire Tokyo might. I don't know, but I think it's one of those studios. I don't think it's exclusive.
It's not Microsoft though. It's another studio, and it's exclusive to PlayStation for like a year.
Yeah, and again, even with Final Fantasy VII Remake, like I've never played a Yakuza game in my life, but I really want to after watching some people play. And it's just like, just because, again, it's like, just because you haven't experienced it, it's like someone playing Pokemon for the first time. There's a little kid out there that's never played Red, Yellow, Blue. And they're going to play that one day, and it's going to be their experience, their first experience, all on Game Pass. Alyssa just saying, I plan on getting Game Pass. I just don't have a PC nor an Xbox. But I do want Game Pass, and I do want an Xbox for Redfall specifically. But yeah, I don't think that, like, what makes a game bad is just, like, the context of a game. And like whether it was good or not, and that not even in that time frame, it's just whether it was good or not.
Yeah, and I feel like we entered that period where games are no longer going to be bad because of how old they are. I think we've transcended that now. Like, movement is too good, mechanics are too good. Like, I don't think you'll look at any game that came out now, like now,
right,
and look at it 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and be like, oh god, that game is just so unplayable.
Like,
yeah, I think no, we've, I think we've transcended that. Yeah,
so. I think so too. It's also just like, if it makes you feel any better, play it on its original system that it launched on, if you still have it.
Oh, let me know when you want that Xbox. Look, the plug is talking. The plug.
I'll let you know when I'm ready for it.
ASAP.
I'm not ready right now.
ASAP.
I'm trying to put use into my PlayStation while I still have her.
That sounds
before
nice.
I transcend over to the god tier of gaming.
That sounds nice. Come on.
Yeah, it sounds sweet, doesn't it?
Sounds nice. We're gonna get you that Xbox.
I can't wait. But yeah, Deathloop, amazing. I can't wait for everyone to play it, not just Sony players. I truly can't wait for Xbox players to be able to take a, you know, their journey.
Do you think we get a crossplay update ever at all, or have they said that that's not something they even thinking about or care about?
I don't know that it's not something. Actually, I didn't even know it wasn't crossplay at all until I heard the Kind of Funny guys talk about it. But I think it's weird because I feel like Bethesda's doing this on purpose, you know. But it's just, I can see them doing it in the sense of like, well, you can play with blah 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 blah, but I don't think it'll matter at the end of the day. Because, like you said, Sony ponies are going to be like, well, we played that game last year. Blah, blah, blah. And Xbox players are going to be like, well, we're getting it now. So, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's just tit for tat. But I do think crossplay is so important. Fortnite exists. Fortnite made things happen. And we should just keep it going because it's not fair to those who can't get their hands on a PlayStation or they can't get their hands on an Xbox, but their friends have the opposite. Yeah. Just make it available for everyone to play together. We don't really care about exclusivity. Y'all care about exclusivity as like companies.
Yeah, because it's how they stay competitive. It's part of the business. That's what it is.
If you need a PS5, though, yeah, that's hard.
Yeah,
that is hard to get. Unfortunately,
you need a PS5. I don't know. We could probably,
I got one.
Let the plug make
the plug happen. Is in the chat the plug and
make things happen.
But yeah, that was Deathloop.
That's Deathloop. Cool.
Nah.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Ten looking forward to seeing more stuff on the game. And
yeah.
I'm gonna play, since you know I got a year wait until Xbox get it. I'm gonna see if we play Dishonored. Are you thinking would you go to play like Dishonored or Dishonored 2 now that you've played Deathloop? Because those games
are they similar?
Deathloop is kind of built on like the structure of Dishonored. Yeah. So the same studio.
Yeah.
Same type of gameplay. First person. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd play.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm actually like, I'm not gonna lie to you. This whole time we're doing this episode, I'm just thinking about playing Deathloop.
Ooh, wow. Do you hear that shit? That's crazy.
I literally will switch between Deathloop and Dead by Daylight every day, all day.
Okay. All right.
Wow, that's what crazy. I do in my like, yeah, my downtime.
Love to hear it.
When I should. Yeah, it's but really yeah, good. It's fun.
When you get Xbox Game Pass. You'll be able to play Dishonored too.
Oh, I'll be able to play everything. Yakuza. I play every game that I want to play.
I want to start Yakuza like a dragon, actually. Really, really bad. Tony's
then,
been,
I think
like,
the next game comes out next week.
The next what?
I think the next game comes out next week.
Next Yakuza game?
I think so. I could be wrong. Isn't there a next Yakuza game coming out?
I think it's like a Japanese RPG game, but it's not Yakuza, if I'm not mistaken. Lost Judgment. That's what it is.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's same studio or like same universe. Yeah, same studio, but different game. Yeah.
Okay.
We've reached the point in the episode where, you know, we're about to talk spoiler. about what if.
Spoiler.
Like, we're really gonna need y'all to watch these episodes on Wednesdays, you know, or like Thursdays during work, you know. But we're about to get into what if. So if you haven't watched what if, you may want to mute us. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. We about to go into hot takes after this. So like, if you haven't, you know. But what a good episode.
Yes, very good.
Do you want to go into it? Oh wait, let me go into it. Sorry. Let me break down the episode. I want to give everybody time to mute themselves. You know, like Yeah, I'm gonna go watch Titans.
We'll let you guys know when to come back. Let's have it.
You know what? Since while we're here, really quickly, I would love feedback because I feel like oftentimes when we do talk about these shows on the episode, it does become like, oh shit, spoiler alert. Let me get off of here. Because everybody's got lives. I can understand how everybody's in a rush to watch the episode. I just finished watching the episode right before.
Me too.
I
got here, yeah.
Do you think that we should maybe do like a first three episodes, then we do like the mid-season, and then we do like the end of season? And that kind of gives everybody space and time to watch it. So I just don't want to spoil anybody or like have a segment of the show every week.
Yeah, where like people are like, no, oh, damn, watching. Can't listen to this part of the show. I think maybe, hold on. I think I'm about to tell them to come back and then they can give us their answer. Because if anything, like I said, I feel like if anything, they can tell us and we could just, I feel like we could obviously skip over it because like, or we could talk about it. It doesn't matter. Also, it's just hot takes after.
Also, if you're listening on podcast services, you know, like leave us a review and let us know too.
Let us know.
Because I would love to know if like you're listening to the podcast and you're just like, oh shit, they're talking about the show that even if you're like not caught up or you are caught up, maybe you don't want it spoiled for you, you know? So I'm wondering.
We want to know, before we get into it, if that was quick. Well, we didn't do it. So we just want to know, would you guys rather us, when it comes to the Marvel shows, how would you guys like us to do this? Because we don't want to like force anyone to rush into it so that they're not a part of it, you know, in the chat. But we also don't want to spoil it either. So would you prefer to do like first three episodes as like one whole thing we talk about, then we do like the middle of the season and then the last part of the season, or would you just prefer us talk about it all in one shot at the end?
We're just behind. It's on us. I guess if you're behind, that's on you. It's just I hate spoiler alert every week. Like every week. Oh,
yeah,
another week,
exactly.
Spoiler alert. Listen to us talk this week.
So we would just rather do it better if, like, you know, if you guys.
Yeah, I will
she's
say.
Behind two episodes.
Oh, so that's on me. Okay. Because I will say, What If, though, I'm not going to lie, it's a little more difficult since it's like an anthology. In a sense
it is.
Every episode is different.
Something
and,
new.
Yeah, it's not new.
We could skip over it for this week and just, come back to it. I feel like. Okay. Also, it's just like one episode. So maybe having like a.
It's a good episode, y'all. Y'all should go watch it. Y'all should go watch it. I'm so serious.
Yeah, it's really good. We could talk about it a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah. How many episodes is What If? Is it 10 episodes?
Mm-hmm. It ends in October.
Okay. All right.
I'm tired of these midweek releases. I think that's another thing.
That's another thing, too.
It's just like it's really hard for everyone because it's the middle of the week. So we'll just skip What If for this week. And I think it'll be worth it once we all finish watching it together, you know, and then come back.
Yo, are we gonna have to do like a Marvel podcast where we only talk about that stuff over there? No,
I mean, I'm based on things that I know, I'm down.
Okay. All right. Well,
Marvel Clubhouse, might as well. We don't even do the anime one anymore.
Marvel Clubhouse? Hey. Yeah,
that would be easier.
No, don't do that on the anime one. I think everybody just got caught up. You know what I mean? Everybody got caught up, and I think everybody's just been busy.
I am the watcher.
You know, it's literally the watcher. She is.
I watch you guys literally, especially with Tokyo Revengers. I watch you guys just like go into manic episodes of like, what the fuck? I hate this person. What the fuck? Da 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 da. And I'm just like, ah, yes, I remember this pain. I remember stupid dubbed versions. Yo, shout out to you for watching the dubbed versions. I know some great people that are on that. Yeah. So thank you for supporting them. Unfortunately, it's not working for me, but yeah.
Yeah.
But we could do hot takes this week.
Let's go to hot takes and then wrap things up. You want me to take hot takes? I'll take hot takes.
Yeah, you take hot takes this week.
You take
it. Do it.
Anything you say, big boss. Anything you say.
By the way, just so you know, me and Brandon had a conversation. I'm baby boss. You're big boss, and he's boss.
No.
Nah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
I don't like him being just flat boss. No, he has to be some sort of distinction boss. He can't just be regular boss. Like
It makes sense.
He can be bald boss. He can be tech boss. He can be whatever boss he wants to be. But he can't just be regular boss.
No, but it makes sense because boss learns from big boss.
Nah, I don't think in the way that sounds in my head. The way that sounds in my head is.
Trust me,
I answer to boss, and then happen to be big boss, and you happen to be little boss. But like,
how can I explain this? It's like you're Kakashi, and he's whoever the fuck is under Kakashi.
Naruto.
Yes, and then eventually, you know, obviously Naruto becomes whoever the fuck he becomes. But like, you're basically Kakashi. You're the sensei, and I'm baby boss.
So you're telling me, Brandon's the main character. I don't like that. I don't like where this is going. He could be He could be whatever boss. Boss you want to be, but you gotta be a boss, medium boss. I like that. Somewhere in between.
Jess, you say three more weeks until we watch those last three episodes where we could have been finished and y'all could have been caught up.
How are we doing now? Are we watching those three episodes together?
Yes.
Like, and here's the funny part. I'm really like,
we're all dressed as Toman.
Everybody's gotta like choose a character.
Listen,
if your character dies in those last three episodes, hate it had to be you. You know what I mean? At Brandon's house, I believe. Okay. All right.
Listen, I'm just going to say it here now. I'm being Baji. No one be Baji because there was a miscommunication. And I'm happy now because Denise gets to be Mikey and I get to be Baji.
Okay. I like just being Draken. I'm just a grunt. You know what I mean?
There's like three. I feel like you and Jess are Draken.
No, I'm not Draken. No. I'm just a grunt. I'm just one of those guys that gets punched just one of the grunts. Background. I'm just one of those guys.
Why don't you be like Smiley or somebody?
I don't know. We'll see. I was talking about wearing a wig. I was like, okay. Or you said he asked me.
Did he dye his hair? And I was like, just get a wig. They're super cheap.
Make him dye his hair.
I said you could do that, but he has to wear the earring. That's it.
I like that.
Because Mitsu is a pretty boy.
Pretty boy.
Don't put that evil out there. Pretty no, boy please.
Swag. Pretty.
I'm trying to think. Oh. I think I genuinely don't think anyone's gonna pass in the last three episodes. I forgot what happened.
All right, you said enough.
No, I'm saying in the last episode, I don't think anybody's gonna die. You guys are good.
You've said enough. You see, this is why Alyssa's that person. Alyssa's that person who watches a movie and wants to watch it with you. Like, she's down to watch movies that she's already watched with other people. I'm not down to do that. And I'm not down to do that with people who are down to do that. I feel like
I'm not actually. I don't like that. I just won't go see the movie.
Now, we were talking about this once and you were like, yeah, no, I would definitely watch that movie. And I was like, damn. I was like, you're one of those.
It depends on the movie, I guess.
I guess it does depend on the movie. That's valid. Yeah. It does depend on the movie. I appreciate the honesty, Manda.
Yeah, it does depend on the movie. I didn't think about it. I was like, I mean, it's not my fault. Listen, you know what? Never mind. I'm not gonna throw boss under the bus. Let's keep going.
I'm driving the bus.
Go ahead. You could drive it. I'm not gonna throw him. I'm not.
All right, let's get into these hot takes. This week's new game releases are Cruisin' Blast on the Switch. Actually sounds like fun. I'm not going to lie. That's actually a good title. Darksiders 3 on the Stadia. I don't... you know, for whoever has one of those things. Deathloop. PS5, PC. I'm going to go grab that, all right? Flynn, Son of Crimson. So on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Eastward, which is on Switch and PC. Skatebird, which is on Xbox, Switch, PC, and Linux. Oh, okay. Origami 2, which is on PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and X, Xbox One, and PC. Deltarune on PC and Mac. I actually heard some good things about this Deltarune game.
Yeah, it's the prequel to Undertale, I think.
Yeah. That's what it is. Because everybody was talking about Undertale. I was like, well, this isn't a sequel to Undertale. It's a prequel to Undertale. I like that. I guess a sequel, prequel, whatever. Okay, cool. That's actually cool. I've heard a lot of good things about Undertale. Another old game that's on Xbox that apparently must not be that good because it's came on out a while ago.
Yeah, it's on everything. No, I think it's even.
Yeah, It's on Game Pass. That's enough for me.
And it's on the Switch.
Yeah. And I think that's the kind of a game that you could definitely play on your phone that doesn't require... It doesn't look like a game that requires too much, like, timeliness on your presses and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's very much like your... to compare it to...
Puzzles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Ni no Kuni 2?
Mm-hmm.
Revenant Kingdom is on the Switch. Toem on PS5, Switch, and PC. And that's it. That's this week's releases. Spend your money wisely. PS5 updated their UI for the home screen. You can now expand your storage. They made changes to the trophies and how they are displayed now. There's a couple of changes on that PS5. If you're one of those lucky 10 million people who actually has one, go update your PlayStation. I actually updated it. I haven't turned it on since I updated it. I'm actually looking forward to going to press that.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks nice.
You can customize the home screens now.
Oh, you can. I don't be doing that shit, but I don't know.
Oh, no. I could have swore I saw someone say that, and I was like, oh wow, interesting.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Well, yeah,
that's cool.
Because I remember, you know, when the PS5 came out, everybody was like, damn, can't like, you know, cross over all my PS4 themes. Because a lot of people mm-hmm. do like that stuff. My brother has
Final Fantasy VII Kingdom Hearts
as his theme. And Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, Kingdom Hearts at one point. Yeah. Fortnite Season 8 is out? Is out now?
It started.
Started already? Mm-hmm. Damn, that's crazy.
They have the main girl that looks like Princess Anna from Frozen.
Carnage is in the battle pass, like Carnage, mm-hmm. Spider-Man Carnage, for anybody who's a fan. I think that's nuts.
And there's rumors that Naruto is going to make his premiere during the season, so we'll see.
They wildin'. That's if your IP isn't in Fortnite yet,
what are you doing?
Yeah, if you're in, I was anime, running around, if you're in anime Grande. Cartoons or video games and your character's not in Fortnite, you fucked up.
If you're a singer and you're not in Fortnite, what are you doing?
You're not good enough. That's what they say. Either that or you're charging too much. Because I'm telling you, Alyssa,
I just think it was timing.
They went to J Balvin first and not to, Bad Bunny.
They might be doing with something with Bad Bunny. He just deserves a bigger thing.
You know what?
He just deserves a bigger thing.
I'm going to take that back. Just because J Balvin is looked at as like this... kind of like, I don't want to say weird. Weird is not the word I want to use. But he has a different style. Yeah, he has a different style. And he is very creative and like leans into that. And he has had like creative roles and stuff.
Just
really wanted Bad Bunny, man. Damn it.
I think he'll come. I just think it's just timing.
Yeah.
You know, and it also like when they announced him, it wasn't on the level of like how they've announced Travis or like how they announced Ariana. Mm-hmm. So I think like, in comparison to the two, if they do Bad Bunny, it's going to be like a big, big thing.
Yeah. Thanks for giving me the timing. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
That's what friends are for. Anytime. I appreciate you.
Hey, if I get Ariana Grande in the game, I'm sure you'll get Bad Bunny in the game.
God, thank you. Thank you for that. And last but not least, certainly not least, Demon Slayer 2. New season is rumored to come out in October. That's really soon. I'm not going to lie. It's right around the corner. Mm. But
mm-hmm. It's next month.
I'll take a surprise. You know what I mean? I'll take a surprise.
Right.
Oh wow, Demon Slayer, so good.
Maybe so we good. Don't know. But maybe. It's just rumors.
But I mean, just a thought. Just a thought of it coming eventually and soon. And
Here within the next 3 months because they said 2021.
Oh, they said 20. Okay. So we're talking mm-hmm. like stick to your guns. That shit coming out mm-hmm. soon. Either that mm-hmm. or a delay is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I doubt it. It's just I think when I heard about it was because there's rumors that in Japan it'll start airing in October. Which wouldn't be surprising because the fall animes are starting soon.
That's another thing. I mean, that's kind of like a, I don't want to say the easy way, but like a good way of like trying to figure out when a show is going to start, because anime does mm-hmm. definitely function in like seasons where like mm-hmm. like all of these shows are going to start in like just like 2 or 3 week span, which I think mm-hmm. is cool. Actually, I actually like that concept of, having your seasons and stuff. Especially when there's so much anime to watch. Like
there is a lot. I'm watching Cowboy Bebop.
I'm watching Cowboy Bebop right now too. No,
I finally got to the Ed episode. I've been wondering who this little kid is this whole time.
Haven't gotten to the Ed episode.
Did you hear the rumors of it being more censored because of the gaining popularity to younger people? No, but I wouldn't be surprised because of what happened to My Hero Academia.
Damn, that fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
I think it's just because of, like he's saying, it's just they want to censor it because kids. But hey, I feel like...
gotta get that audience, yo. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It is very popular, so I can see that happening.
I tell the guys all the time, I'm happy that we're hanging out with our friends. I'm happy that we got, like, you know, a community of people who are, like, around our age group and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the kids. It's all about the kids. It's all about the kids. Sure.
Definitely.
They're the future. You know, like, the community we're building is largely for them. You know what I mean? So that they can grow up in these spaces and not have to hope that they have them one day when they're older. But yeah, I want the kids. I want the kids. Also, the kids got the...
the parents got the dough, so we need the kids.
They got the cheddar. They got the fucking cheddar. I'll say it right here, live at 5. The kids got the money. They know. They know what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
They know what
wholesome.
It is.
Literally.
Wholesome Mondo? Yeah, wholesome. Fed on pockets. Said that. Shaking.
Remember when we were kids?
Shaking down, motherfucker.
Remember when we were kids? We need this new game, but you got that last year. Who cares? Yeah. It's new.
Money, Mondo.
Shout out to the kiddies.
Yeah, nah, but shout out to the kids, you know what I mean? Anyways, any lingering thoughts? Any last thoughts? Anything you want to get off your
noggin? My chest.
Before, I mean, I know you're just thinking about Deathloop, you know?
Yeah, my head is actually completely empty. I don't like Takemichi. That's my last thought process. That's my last thought.
Jeez Louise. Wow, what a closing thought. I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't even want to say nothing to that. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
I just thought about it.
Are we even watching the same show? But we are. I'm actually behind. We'll get there. I haven't watched like the last two episodes too, actually, or maybe just last one. I might only be one behind. I gotta see. But I do know I'm behind. Drippy Pain. Hendrix, the great. Yo, listen. I'm to be in her presence. You know what's so funny? I know we're all like dressing up to like be like, you know, Tokyo Manji gang, you know, be Tomis.
Don't do this.
She's not gonna show up regular. I'm just letting y'all know. It's not gonna be like, oh, the jacket I bought and some black pants and sneakers. Nope.
I'm not wearing sneakers.
It's gonna be the flyest variations of the things that she could have wore to make this character.
Yeah, you're right. He's not wrong, guys. Like, he's really not.
Yeah. So
I was thinking of implementing a bunch of characters into one because I'm toxic.
Look at that. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Ange, do you still have extra Friday tickets? New York Comic Con? If you're still here.
She does.
Says she does. Yo, Chris. Do you work that Friday? Trying to go to Comic Con?
Toxic. You want me to tell you what I'm going to do, Jess? So, I was going to be Mikey, right? Obviously. Oh, wait. End the episode first.
Oh, let's end the episode before we continue this? All right. Yeah.
Sorry,
y'all. But yeah. That is episode 41 of The Safe Point. Yo, I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, aka Chocolate the Mangu, and as always, joined by the lovely Alyssa Rosa. And yo, thanks for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, like this shit, 5-star, whatever platform you're on, whatever the thing is to let people know that you enjoyed it, press that thing. Leave a comment, leave some feedback, let us know how we can improve, what you might want us to talk about. Do you want to know anything about us that we haven't told you about? Let us know. And yeah, on that note, deuces.
Deuces.